Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
This Easter was an unusual Easter Sunday for many people, with millions staying indoors to avoid infection and healthcare workers rushing to provide aid for many afflicted with COVID-19. But the city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, found a way to honor doctors and Christ alike on Easter. Find out more after this break.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
On Easter Sunday, the famous Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, was the site of a tribute to the doctors and healthcare workers of the world. The statue of Jesus was illuminated to look like he was wearing a doctor's clothes, complete with a white lab coat and stethoscope, in order to honor medical personnel facing the coronavirus crisis. The words for thank you in multiple languages flashed across the statue, according to CBS News. The projection then showed multiple medical workers and encouraged people to stay home. A video of the tribute went viral online, leading it to get picked up by news outlets worldwide. Remember to thank God for the vital work of healthcare workers and medical personnel who are being the hands and feet of Jesus on the front lines. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.